A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It is 80 degrees.
And things looking good again on I-15 in Kanesville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Graffiti and red paint remains in downtown Salt Lake City this hour after last night's protest over a deadly police shooting.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our team coverage outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office.
A group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering at the Salt Lake County DA's office, upset about the Bernardo Palacios Carbajal ruling. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and building with red paint. Salt Lake City police declared the protest to be unlawful once windows were broken at the building. At that time, they dispersed the crowd, and in the process, a few officers were injured. Additionally, Governor Gary Herbert declared a state of emergency closing the Capitol building, which will remain in place until midnight on Monday. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some small business owners say the state's coronavirus restrictions have gone too far. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports they also held a protest last night.
Robin Openshaw lives in Park City and founded Green Smoothie Girl. She thinks all the restrictions the state slapped on companies to stop a virus with a very low death rate is killing small businesses.
We've lost 15% of our jobs in the first wipeout of our businesses, and many of these restaurants in Park City have not reopened 2.5 months later. And so if we get shut down again, we're literally going to say goodbye to small businesses in Utah.
That's why she organized a protest outside the Salt Lake Health Department last night. About 100 people showed up, many of them also frustrated by what they see as unconstitutional mask mandates. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School District plan for going back to school is now available on the district website. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas tells us conditions will have to get better to get students back in the buildings.
If Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition with pandemic precautions, all learning will be online. District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin.
If we are able to move into yellow, we will be able to restart school with a modified schedule. That means that kids will go to school in person part of the time, and they'll have remote learning the other part of the time.
The schedule has high school students attending class in person only one day a week. For younger students, it's 2 days. And the plan says they'll have to do some makeup learning from last year, and everybody in the schools will have to wear masks. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
A study that comes out every couple of years ranks states on their efforts to provide ways to get students to school by walking and biking. Dr. Brett Makiff with the Utah Department of Health says we rank high on that list, and with COVID-19, it might make sense to go retro.
It was so common in the mid-60s. We had 50% of the population walking to school. Right now, we're down to about 11%.
The study looks at funding, state policies, and the environment of the routes and the schools.
Three states see big increases in deaths. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. California, Texas, and Florida are not just seeing daily records in new coronavirus cases, as President Trump notes.
The more you test, the more cases you find.
But those states are setting high marks for COVID-19 deaths yesterday. The toll nationwide nearing 1,000 a day, reversing the decline from just a week ago. Infectious Disease Institute Director Dr. Tony Fauci is blaming partisan bickering for making the pandemic worse, telling the 538 podcast.
You'd have to make the assumption that if there wasn't such divisiveness, that we would have a more coordinated approach.
He blames states and cities for not following White House guidelines and says that's the reason for the resurgence. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The House Armed Services Committee heard from the Pentagon's top leaders that there's still no evidence Russia paid bounties to kill Americans in Afghanistan. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
That's a big deal. That's a real big deal. We don't have that level of fidelity yet. We're still looking.
He and Defense Secretary Mark Esper said they don't think bounties have led to any American deaths. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen back in prison after being released over coronavirus fears. He refused monitoring requirements during a parole meeting in New York yesterday. He was taken away in handcuffs. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, a triple-digit weekend for much of the Beehive State. St. George, by the way, 111 on Sunday, and we'll get highs near triple digits here along the Wasatch Front.
Folks outside just need to take caution in the afternoon hours if you're doing work outside. We know the drill, right? We got to drink extra water, find the shade, find ways to cool down, and know the signs of heat exhaustion as we get hotter temperatures here in the afternoons for this weekend.
Yeah, because Grant's predicting highs in St. George won't go below 107 in the next 7 days. Tuesday and Wednesday along the Wasatch Front will be in the mid-90s.